This is another original OFM podcast.
A save the date is pretty much something that you send out to your guests, you know, before your wedding, just to basically let them know that, you know, such and such is the date of your wedding, and that, you know, you really just want to mark that date. It really is just to let your guests know that, you know, you've gotten engaged or you've, you know, and that you're intending to get married. And it's generally something that you send out any time before your wedding, you know, however many months in advance you'd want to send them out. I mean, they could be sent out a year in advance, 2 years in advance. It's really just to let your guests know that you've booked a date and maybe even a venue. They're just literally to let your guests know that you are getting married. To be honest, I mean, I'd love to give you all these weird and wonderful ideas, but at the moment, if I look at the majority of our clients, everyone is pretty much still ordering digital save the dates. I think it just works out a lot easier for clients, because, you know, so many people have family all around the world for that matter. So our clients do tend to order a lot more digital save the dates. I think it's just easier to pop someone an email. I think it also just works out quite a bit more cost effectively. But, you know, in saying that, you can have the most beautiful designs. You can bring in photographs. You can have a monogram designed of your initials and incorporate that into your save the date. Your save the date should really just be a hint of what's to come. You know, obviously, so it should basically just set the tone for your invitations.
How important is it that the save the date ties in with the theme of the invite or the wedding, or can it stand alone?
It can stand alone. I've seen it quite a lot with our recent clients that, you know, they'd like, you know, one specific design for their save the date, and then they decide to you know, perhaps even go a little bit more adventurous with their invitations. So it's not crucial that the two should speak to each other. I do feel that, you know, as a designer, I personally like a stationery suite that matches, but I do feel that, you know, save the dates can look different to an invitation. I find that a lot of our clients do, you know, they like to bring in photographs and that kind of thing in their save the dates, perhaps even from an engagement shoot that they've done. And then, yeah, their invitations could basically just be a little hint, follow on from the save the date. So it could even be, you know, maybe a font that we use in the save the dates that we then follow through to the invitations. But it doesn't have to be the entire look and feel. I think the days of matchy-matchy are kind of on their way out. But yeah, like I said, I think myself personally, just being a designer, I like a stationery suite that matches, but it's not a must-do. I'd say the top of our list at the moment would be letterpress printed save the dates. Being a studio that really, really loves letterpress printing, there's nothing better than a beautiful, luxuriously printed save the date card. So we love simplistic designs, so just really beautiful thick cotton papers with like a beautiful debossed letterpress print on it. You know, that really sets the tone for many different, how can I say, wedding themes. The fonts can really guide you in the direction that the wedding's going to go. So I'd say in terms of trends, definitely, you know, letterpress printed save the dates. Otherwise, second to that, we have so many fun little ideas that we've done. I mean, we've done little messages in a bottle and save the dates engraved onto pieces of wood and engraved onto perspex. And we have save the dates that are little perspex rings that are cut out, or little kitty catchers. I don't know if you remember kitty catchers. There are those little folded origami goodies that we used to make as kids in school. That's one of the favorites at the moment. But otherwise, yeah, you know, people are tending to keep it a lot more simplistic with their save the dates, and then they're applying a lot more budget to their invitations, if I can say that.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.